Ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing? Welcome to the show. How the fucking levels in this thing? Is that my mic? That's on too. I think my mic's alright. Alright. So, I've been fucking around with a camera all day because I want to get my podcast. I don't want to film my podcast, but this is how it's going. So, we're going to eventually have to do it. I'm so dumb, but I've learned such little basic things today. I think I can do it and get my podcast up on Rumble or something. I fucking hate the fact that I have to film myself. But look, listen, if we want to make some, I'm talking like minimums, monies, while we fucking travel, I need to start putting my penis into other types of platforms. Not just this one podcast with 40 listeners. Because I have a talent? Do I have a talent? Excuse me. You better believe it. I'm going to fucking pretend I have a talent. Because if I don't have a talent, you better believe I got to convince myself I have a talent. Or else someone's going to drive a bulldozer through a government building. You know what happens when you disenfranchise the white male. So we've been fucking around with the camera and stuff. Yeah, I don't like talking to a fucking camera. Anyway, last show with the Prince Andrew Tate Appreciation Hour went great. 20 people in. You see, I was after coming off such a hefty bomb, and the shows after that didn't go great, and I was like, I was a bit affected, but I had a beer for that one, and I think it was alright. The sound in the room was fucking garbage. The room's great. The guy who runs it's great. The sound in there is fucking poos out of your bum, like. Is that an excuse, Mark? It is a bit of an excuse, right? I'm going to be making excuses at times. So, what I was thinking about? I was thinking about this. Was there ever scary characters when you grew up? Like people your brother knew and stuff that were like legit psychopaths? You know, when you're like 11, you hear stories of this guy who's like, 15 or 16 and is like a proper like deranged youth criminal. I was thinking about that when I was walking today. There was a guy called, everyone used to call him Losa Boy. Losa Boy. Now, Losa was a kind of a school / compound for the Down syndrome and I think the mentally deranged. And you got sent there if you're really bad at school, or I guess if you were having, before they knew what schizophrenia was, they'd send you to Losa. There was a guy called Losa Boy and he'd stole a digger and he drove it through the school, I think. And then through some houses when he was like 15. I don't know if I made that memory up, but I feel Losa Boy, which means retarded, psychotic. And he, I think he was like fucking, he was like 15 and he was like 6'5" or some shit. And the local policeman couldn't even restrain him. Just a massive, big, violent retard. That's what you need when you're growing up. You need a massive, big, violent retard just, hanging around the block, scaring you, giving your youth some context, some fear. I was scared of ghosts and I was scared of big boys. You know what I mean? But, so it's just riffing that through my mind. Me and Richie are on the brink. We have to come up with a new split show name for our Edinburgh show. I can't think of anything that's seriously. If you had a comedy show that's happening at 2:45 in the afternoon, but you don't like to do clean comedy, it's a split show, it's in a bar, just with people drinking, why'd you call it? I was like, because we had the Prince Andrew Tate Appreciation Hour, it was last year's one, which, that poster has sold us a lot of tickets, so can we do it again? Things I came up was Jeffrey's plane, Bill Clinton in a dress, and then we wear dresses at the show, we do a split show, we both wear dresses, like ladies do. That's pretty hilarious, isn't it? A couple of men in a lady's dress. I mean, that's classical hilarious comedy. Other names, Windy Licky with Mark and Richie. Windy Licky with Mark and Richie. Maybe the poster's us licking a window. And then the other ones I've come up with are just kind of fucking me really reaching. He just sent me a fucking voice message right now. I gotta check what he says. Let's see, fucking, we'll just play it,
Cool. I'd say, like, I'm just going through immigration at the airport now. I'll give you a call, basically, in a couple of hours, maybe. Like, 2 or 3 hours. I got the Prince Andrew one up to being done. I'll just spend 20 minutes writing the thing up, but, like, once I get through here, once I get to Zozo's, I'll just give you a call. And we can... Because, like, I do think we can change it, all right, but it's, like, a case of emailing them. So I still think we should get it... And also, it's like, as long as they don't think the show is a different show. So we can also just tell them that we changed the name of the show. And it will be grand, but let's pick something generically Irish or something like that. I don't know. And then the blurb will clearly be that it's our split show.
Oh, well, there he is there now. So some of my other ones are... Because there's a movie coming out called American Society of Magical Negroes. If that becomes a big movie, then we can jump on that bandwagon. And I was like, Irish Society of Magical Gringos, Irish Society of Magical Junkies, Irish Magical Crackheads, Magical Crackheads. Dark and Dirty Daytime Delights, DDD, Quadruple D Comedy, Mark and Richie's Late Night Afternoon Comedy Show. Well, that's a bit of fucking shit. Tits and Cigarettes. Isn't that a fun name for a comedy show? Tits and Cigarettes? You guys fucking... Alright, so he's going to call me back there on his true immigration. Yes, we have to spend more money, ladies and gentlemen. Let's fucking put that fucking music back on there. Oh, we fucking... Come on. Yeah, oh, fuck yeah. Anyway, fucking... I don't know. I don't fucking know what else to tell you. Look, we gotta fucking... I gotta figure out some shit, seriously. Fucking, I have to fucking figure out a lot of things. Catherine went to get her haircut by some barber, and he fucked up her fringe, so she had to go and find another place to get her haircut. Women with their bloody haircuts, eh? I haven't got a haircut in over 2 years, my hair looks like... I look like a fucking tramp, I'll tell you that much. A fucking tramp. And I wouldn't want it any other way, let me tell you. I wouldn't want it any other fucking way. Alright, so just to touch base with you, Prince Andrew Tate is finished in Adelaide, so it's just me and Catherine's Married at First Fight show, which is continuing until the very fucking end. So 2 more weeks here. She's got a bad hair, of course. We need to come up with a name for our show. On my third coffee, I feel my heart palpitations. I might be dying. The end is near. Laura boy. Alright, tomorrow I'm going to try and fucking... I need to... I'm an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur? I think it's a French word for fucking dickhead. And as an entrepreneur, I need to try and fucking make some fucking cashola. Somehow. I'll smuggle drugs up my ass if I have to do it, but like, I'd rather just use my fucking phone. Do you hear me? Do you fucking hear me? Google, you fucking dog. Alright, folks. Okay, we're losing it. We're losing it. Okay, peace out. Talk to you tomorrow, hopefully.